the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And there's some major news in the NFL as the bleep show continues to add more bleep and just continues to pile on stack after stack after stack there in Houston. Right now, of course, Deshaun Watts is still a member of the Texans, and we'll see if he is sent packing and goes somewhere else this offseason, or is this going to be a full-blown holdout and an unceremonious end to his tenure there, maybe come August, early September. But what we do know is that J.J. Watt is no longer a member of this franchise, a guy who was one of the pillars of this club, a guy that was the face of the franchise, all bloodied and bandaged for a number of years as the Texans and their, you know, probably future Hall of Famer, really, defensive end, had parted ways. And Lundy, DraftKings Sportsbook already has next landing spot odds up for J.J. Watt. And, of course, you know, people are putting two to two together. Well, they played at the University of Wisconsin. He's got to be a Green Bay Packer. That's one of the teams that's favored in this scenario, maybe teaming up with his brother. And Pittsburgh is another one. But I think the best value on the board are the Tennessee Titans, a team that he terrorized for years there in the AFC South at 11-1, and a squad last season which was bottom three in overall pressure percentage. Jadeveon Clowney didn't really work out, so I think they really need to bolster that defensive line so they can have some suitable pocket pressure and try to dirty up some of those pockets overall against the competition. And yeah, wouldn't it be poetic for him to see the former employer a couple of times a year? That one makes a lot of sense to me.
I like that one because I like the value you've got on there, Brad. But what if you just said, F it, and went with some of the odds? And as you know, when it comes to betting, I frequently do the F it approach. What about the runners up in the Kansas City Chiefs at plus 2,000?
Sure, why not?
Because something says to me, you know what, maybe J.J. Watt says, tell you what, I'll take a discount just to have a shot to hold that trophy.
Yeah, why not? And at plus 2,000, you know, we have a phrase that we mutter on this show constantly, get seduced by the juice. You know, that's worth an Andy Jackson, future Harriet Tubman. Why the hell not?
Yeah,
throw
so.
$20 on it.
So.
Let it ride, man. It's cold outside. I may not survive tomorrow at this rate, with it being minus 10 currently in Denver. And I know much of the country socked by this polar vortex. So if you want to get some hot sizzling action, need to do so, whether on J.J. Watt or anything else, right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, it's not quite time for the madness of March in college basketball, but that doesn't mean that the fun has to wait. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to cash $100. New customers can bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. And if your team makes it rain, you cash $100. That's right. All it takes is one three-pointer being hit by your chosen team to turn $1 into $100. Sounds like a no-brainer, right? Well, this slam dunk of an offer won't be around forever. So head to the App Store now, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and get in on all of the action. So again, download the DK Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get your shot to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. That's promo code FTN for new customers to get a shot at 100-1 odds on any basketball team to hit a three-point shot. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, Michigan, or Virginia residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. Winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for gambling or for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana 1-800-9-WITH-IT or in Virginia call 888-532-3500. With that, on this Monday edition of Fade the Noise, it's time again for the Fade Five.
number five.
All right, let's go to the Ohio Valley. Normally, when we're talking about Ohio Valley basketball, Lundy, it's always the Belmont Bruins. We've been tailing Belmont, and we've been profiting in the process. But Belmont ain't playing tonight. There's only 9 games on the slate. So we're going to focus in on Murray State against SIUE. That is Southern Illinois University. Edwardsville, I've been there. Lovely campus, small school on the east side of St. Louis. And I'm going to side with the visiting team here and the Racers, who are probably going to sprint to a cover here at minus 11.5. Murray State has indeed covered in 4 of their last 5 games. And you look at SIUE, Lundy, I don't know if you've noticed this, but they are playing a murderous slate of games. They have got to be exhausted. Yeah, their young college kids are resilient. They can bounce back very quickly. You know, they're crushing the Bolt 24 because I can't get that stupid song out of my head with all the commercials I see. Thanks, Dame Lillard and company. But the Cougars, this is going to be their 8th game in 15 days, Lundy. 8th game in 15 days, which is crazy. Over the previous 7 matchups this month, they've been abhorrent. Offensively, 0.943 points per possession while giving up 1.095 points per possession. One of the worst 2-point percentage Ds over that span in college basketball. Number 240 in defensive rebounding percentage. They're turning it over at a 23.1% clip as well. And you look at Murray over their last 5 games, number 2 overall in the conference in overall efficiency, ranking only behind the aforementioned Belmont Bruins. During that stretch, 1.096 points per possession scored, shooting 42.7% from downtown and 55.8% inside the arc. So I think you're going to get a whole lot of Williams and our boy Chico Carter, one of my favorite names in college basketball, who's shooting a blistering 45.8% from the 3. So fade or follow Murray, minus 11.5 on the road against probably an exhausted SIUE Cougars club.
They might be exhausted, Brad, but I got to be honest with you. I've involved the Cougars in a few parlays, especially alt-line parlays, over the course of the last week and a half, and I've actually been hitting. Here's what's funny. I'm going to follow you, but here's what's going to be funny for this. If you look at SIUE, okay, they are overall in the season, they're 11-7 against the spread, okay? But the 2 most recent times that they haven't covered, they were a 9-point underdog, lost by 10. They were a 17.5-point dog, lost by 18. So this team has somehow managed, despite all of these games they've been playing over the last 2 weeks, to keep things close. I think this is the one where finally Murray State pulls away from them. But the Cougars have been a lot of fun recently, Brad, because they have been managing to keep things close despite the consistent underdog status that they've had. I got to give those kids a lot of credit, whether it's that Bolt 24 or not. Something's working for them, but not tonight. Murray State's going to take care of biz.
Bolt 24. Bananas, something's in the water there in southwestern Illinois, but lay your money down on Murray State.
Number 4.
All right, let's move on and let's go to the Big 12. We got TCU going up against Texas Tech. This game played in frigid. Fort Worth, I believe, is where this game's going to be played. The TCU is the home team. And you know what? I'm going to side with the home team here. Give me the Horned Frogs. Great Horny Toads. Plus the 8.5. Look, Tech has a huge advantage in terms of driving and slashing to the cup, which is one of their MOs overall this season. They're shooting 51.8% inside the arc in conference play. And the turnover game is another area where they can really gain the upper hand. They force a turnover to the Red Raiders on 21.8% of opponent possessions. Meanwhile, TCU has coughed it up 21.5% of the time in conference play. Now, TCU, though, I think could keep this in close. I think in the waning moments, you could get a garbage 3 because TCU over their last 5 games is burning the Nets at a 37% clip from beyond the arc. And Tech this season in Big 12 play dead last in 3-point percentage D, giving up 41.3%. So Nembhard, Miles, those guys, if they can tickle the twine from the perimeter, I think this one will tuck in. And don't be surprised if old Yar Captain Hook comes into play, me mateys. And TCU ends up losing this thing by 8, but scoring the cover on the 8.5. So fade or follow the Horned Frogs in the icebox there in Fort Worth against Tech.
Yeah, everybody in the state of Texas right now, completely clueless. They don't know what to do when there's a winter.
It's apocalyptic times, man.
It is, Brad. I saw a weather map yesterday, as a matter of fact, that showed the entire state of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas, every single county, including all the way down there in Brownsville, all of them under winter storm watches at the very least, if not a winter storm warning. That is unheard of for it to reach all the way down there to the border of Mexico. Tip of the cap to anybody in Texas that actually knows how to drive in this crap. I'm going to follow you on this one, but I'm agreeing with you that it's going to be close. Texas Tech has not been covering, Brad. In fact, they've only covered once in their last six games. So I think TCU can manage to keep this close. This is going to be a Tech victory, guns up. But I'm telling you, I think TCU will keep it close, and I'm with you. Wouldn't surprise me at all if Captain Hook comes out and makes an appearance late.
Thaw out with TCU.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a DFS game unlike any others. It's you against the house, over, under, more or less at all of your favorite player props, whether in the NHL, whether in the NBA, upcoming MLB season, even college sports. Go there now. Stream together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on those parlay props plays, the more cash you stuff into your pockets at MonkeyKnifeFight.com, and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, you get a free $5 game on the house as a new user. Have an MKFing good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And a guy that I think is, maybe going to go off, and it's been rare for him here in recent games. And I love me some DeMarcus Cousins tonight. Member of the Houston Rockets going up against the Wizards. And the line on points at MKF is 13.5. And I'm going to take the over on this. Yes, he's only been over twice in his last 10 games on this total. But the last time he faced Washington back in late January, he played 33 minutes, 19-11 in that game. Netting four trays and shooting 54.5% from the floor. Look, Washington is allergic to playing defense. They are just a turnstile right now. Number 26 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up 1.115 points per possession. The Wiz also number 27 in the association in three-point percentage D, giving up 38.9%. And according to the advanced DVP tool at FTNDaily.com, this is the third best matchup for a stretch big. I think Cousins will play approximately 28 to 32 minutes in this one, and I think he'll get to at least 15 points. He seems due, and the matchup is certainly favorable overall. So fade or follow DeMarcus Cousins over 13.5 points.
I'm with you on this one, Brad. I'll follow because I think he's due. I think that's a really good way of putting it. You look at this stretch of games that Houston has been on, just not overall getting it done in the win-loss column, but at the same time, you look at Cousins and you see a couple of games in there, like 7 points against the Pels, 9 against the Hornets, and you just go, yeah, this guy's due to finally get it done. And, the most recent contest against the Knicks, he had 10 boards and 10 points. I think it's time for him to get the scoring done. You're right. This is a favorable matchup for them. So going up against the Wiz, I will take it. Let's see Cousins get up above that 13 mark.
Blast off with the Rockets.
Number two.
All right, let's go out west and way out west in the northwestern corner of the United States. It is an Apple Cup rematch from just a couple of weeks ago. Washington taking on Wazoo. And I'm going to lay the chalk here at -7 with the home Cougars. When these two teams faced January 31st in Seattle, it was a 77-62 smashing levied by Washington State. It was all about dribble penetration in that game, in which the Cougars kenneled the Huskies. They netted 57.5% inside the arc. Bonton was brilliant with 25 points in that matchup, and Washington has been a storyline all season long. They couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. 0.83 points per possession in that game. You look at Washington, much like their first performance in this series, dead last in the Pac-12 in multiple offensive categories, and they're also dead last in the Pac-12 in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up a very generous 1.136 points per possession. You look at Wazoo over their last five games, are actually number three in terms of overall efficiency in the Pac-12 during that stretch, shooting 34% from beyond the arc, seeing a spike in second chance opportunities, so grabbing a lot of those offensive rebounds, and while giving up just 0.923 points per possession. This line is too low. It really should be Washington State minus 10, and I would probably still take the home team and lay the chalk there. So are you with me on Wazoo minus 7 against the Huskies?
I have been to Pullman, Washington many times, my friend. Oh, not necessarily a place I would recommend that everybody take a family vacation. I'm going to follow on this one. Wazoo, look, you're going up against Washington. For a while there, Brad, you and I had the fade the Huskies going when it came to the late night bets, just because Washington has done such a piss poor job of trying to cover all season long.
Yes.
So to me, this is a manageable number for the Cougs. And I think in the Apple Cup rematch in the chilly snow of Pullman, I think they get it done.
Yeah, make some Washingtons with Wazoo.
Number one.
All right, let's move on to the marquee matchup of the night. And a spotlight is being cast on the ACC. Look, it's a down year for the league overall. I mean, Duke's not going to even sniff the tournament. North Carolina, presently my last team in my projected bracket big board field. So some of those blue bloods right now are really drowning in the standings overall, but not in the case of UVA against Florida State. And this is a game that could determine the regular season title in the ACC. And I'm going to side with the visitors here in the Cavs getting a point and a half there in Tallahassee. Now, UVA strengths really negate Florida State's strengths overall. You know, Florida State feasts off second chances. They grab an offensive rebound 34.7% of the time. Well, UVA, number one in the ACC in defensive rebounding percentage. Florida State cashes in early and often at the charity stripe, shooting 77.4%. Well, UVA, they simply don't foul. The lowest foul rate of any team in the ACC. And the Seminoles splash 41.8% from beyond the arc. Well, what is Virginia giving up? Just 30%. That's it along the perimeter. Now, yeah, you look at Virginia, they are a slow loris defensively and really in terms of their pace overall, giving up 0.948 points per possession. That's number one in the ACC. Florida State also has a propensity for committing mistakes, those self-inflicted wounds at a 20.8% clip. So I think in the end, you know, everybody talks up the Cavs defense, but I think it's going to be the three-point shooting accuracy of this team with Murphy and Hauser and Huff. That trio, all three of them shoot at least 43% from distance. And I think in the end, that will prove to be the difference as Virginia will steal one by 1 point in what should be a low-scoring affair there in Tallahassee. So fade or follow, Virginia, 7-3 ATS in their last 10, plus 1.5 against the Noles.
Yeah, you talked about the total, Brad. Lots of people playing the under, by the way. It opened at 130. It's dropped down to 129. I will fade you, good sir. I see the Seminoles getting this one done, and MJ Walker, love his stats across the board. You talk about a guy that's shooting 46.4 from the field, 85.7 from the line, and oh, by the way, 44.4 from outside the arc. He is the guy that gets it done. He is the spoon that stirs the morning coffee, to use my favorite way to get the day going for them. And also, Scotty Barnes, who I've seen very little, have not watched as much as you have, Brad, but dude's basically a 6'9 point guard.
Yeah.
I mean, he is fun to watch, man. He's young. He's only a freshman. He's still got some growth to be able to make. But a couple of times that I have seen the Seminoles just kind of in passing, flipping through, watching some of the games, he has been a lot of fun to watch. I actually think Florida State sneaks this out and makes this regular season run in the ACC pretty damn interesting down the stretch.
Yeah, Leonard Hamilton always has got athletes and a lot of long dudes. That's for sure. All these guys at like 6'5 to 6'9 with 7 foot wingspans. Should be a fun one there in Florida tonight. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade. The Noise.